Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We are so glad you could join us today because we've got a really wild one for you.
Yeah, it's definitely something else.
Right. So picture this. On June 25th, 2026, a massive dump of 60 seemingly standard video game screenshots gets released, and it accidentally ignites this hyper-detailed, incredibly intense internet debate about, of all things, human anatomy.
Like literal tens of thousands of people essentially conducting digital autopsies on a video game character's back muscles. It was wild to watch in real time.
Completely wild. So today we have this extensive analysis article in front of us, and it's titled The Return of the GTA 6 Bodybuilding System.
Right, which breaks down these new screenshots, the recent trailers, the wider industry reactions, and, Rockstar Games' long, sort of complicated design history.
Exactly. And our mission for you today is to investigate whether Rockstar is truly resurrecting this legendary 22-year-old gameplay mechanic. We're going to look at how analysts are mathematically proving it, and ultimately why this obsessive level of digital personalization actually matters to your modern gaming experience.
Because it does matter. It's not just, internet noise.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this. How did the internet end up hyperanalyzing a virtual guy's posture?
Well, it all traces back to two very specific images of Jace Lee, one of the game's two main protagonists. Both images are viewed from behind.
Okay.
In the first image, you look at his upper back, specifically the trapezius, those muscles running from the neck down to the shoulders.
Right, the traps.
Right. And the latissimus dorsi, the large V-shaped muscles on the middle of the back, they're incredibly prominent in this screenshot.
Like bulging.
Yeah, exactly. His rear deltoids, so the back of the shoulders, are highly developed. His arms carry significant thickness. Basically, you are looking at a character who clearly spends a lot of time moving heavyweight.
Right, he looks huge.
But then you look at the second screenshot, and it is the exact same character, the same general camera angle, but he has a decidedly average, almost soft build.
Yeah, the musculature is just not there at all.
It's gone.
And man, the community reaction was instantaneous. People split into three distinct camps almost overnight. You had the true believers, right, screaming from the rooftops that this is absolute proof of a dynamic fitness system.
Right.
Then you had the skeptics, who were convinced everyone was just, losing their minds over a bad animation frame.
Which happens a lot, to be fair.
It does. And finally, you have the realists, who just pointed at Rockstar's past games and said, hey, they've done this before. I mean, one single Twitter post pointing out the discrepancy on Jason's lats hit 50,000 views in a matter of hours.
Oh.
Yeah, people were treating it like the Zapruder film. Zooming in, drawing red circles, everything.
I mean, the scale of anticipation for this game amplifies everything. Players are completely desperate to know just how much ownership they will actually have over these avatars.
Hold on, though. I have to play devil's advocate for a second. Are we sure we aren't just completely overanalyzing this?
How do you mean?
Well, thinking about the Reddit skeptic theory, right? If I'm lifting something heavy or if my adrenaline is pumping, my muscles tense up and look way bigger.
Sure, they do.
So couldn't this just be the difference between a flexed muscle during some high-stakes firefight mission versus a relaxed muscle when Jason is just, I don't know, standing on a street corner holding a coffee? Isn't the internet just chasing shadows here and
Yeah.
misinterpreting basic anatomical reality?
I totally get that. And that is actually the most logical counterargument. But the physiological facts presented in our source dismantle that theory completely.
Really? How so?
What's fascinating here is the fundamental biological difference between muscle definition and muscle volume.
Okay, break that down for me.
So when you flex a muscle, you increase its definition, right? You make it
Yeah.
pop out against the skin because it's actively contracting,
Right.
but you do not magically double the sheer mass, like the literal volume of that tissue.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And what we are seeing across these two screenshots of Jason is a dramatic, undeniable shift in actual muscle volume. There is physically more three-dimensional mass on his skeletal frame in one image compared to the other.
It's not just a flex.
Right. It is physically impossible for that to just be a flex.
Wow. Okay. So we are talking about actual physical growth over time, not just posing for the camera.
Exactly.
And I guess that brings us to trailer two, which gave the internet the exact mathematical proof they were looking for.
Oh, the GameSpot analysis.
Yes. GameSpot actually did a frame-by-frame technical analysis of this one brief scene where Jason is bench pressing on the beach. They zoomed all the way in on this fictional brand of barbell, which is called GNZ, spelled with a Z, of course, naturally. And they started literally counting the iron plates on the bar, like trying to figure out how much weight he is actually pushing there.
And the breakdown is quite revealing about where he stands physically in that moment.
Right. So what was the math on that?
Well, they calculated a standard 45-pound Olympic bar.
Okay, standard bar.
Plus two inner 45-pound plates.
So that's 135 so far.
Then two 35-pound plates, and finally two outer 25-pound plates.
Wow, okay, so wait. 45 plus 90 plus 70 plus 50. That totals exactly 275 pounds.
Exactly, or about 125 kilograms for our metric listeners.
Right. Now, to give some context on that weight, 275 is heavy, but it's not like comic book superhero heavy.
Right, it's grounded. To contextualize why 275 pounds is such a critical number, we have to look at real-world fitness benchmarks.
Okay.
A novice male lifter who just walks into a gym for the first time might bench around 135 pounds.
Makes sense.
An advanced dedicated lifter might eventually hit 225 or 245, but benching 275 pounds, that puts Jason in the 90th to 95th percentile of everyday gym goers. Yeah, that is an elite, highly respectable weight that requires dedicated, consistent strength training.
Right, because the equipped world record by Julius Mannix is something insane, right? Like closing in on 800 pounds.
Yeah, around 782 pounds.
So Jason isn't throwing cars around.
Yeah.
But 275 is the kind of weight that makes people stop and look in a local commercial gym?
Exactly. It means Jason is either starting the game exceptionally strong, which contradicts that skinny screenshot we saw earlier, or we're seeing him at a late stage point of gameplay progression where the player has actively built him up.
Built him up by going to the gym.
Yeah.
And we also see Lucia, the second playable protagonist, doing something similar in the trailer, right?
We do. We see her at a kickboxing gym. Mm. She is working a heavy bag with very intense, highly technical striking combinations.
Right, so it's not just Jason.
Exactly. This confirms that these physical training mechanics are not isolated to one character. They are being designed for both protagonists, likely tailored to their unique physical attributes and combat styles.
So we have 275 pounds of undeniable digital mass, and we have mathematical proof. But you know, game developers don't spend millions of dollars and thousands of hours animating shifting muscle volume just for cool screenshot.
No, definitely not.
There has to be a deep historical obsession driving this. And to understand why Rockstar would do this, we really have to look back to 2004 with Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas.
Oh, San Andreas was the absolute pioneer of this. It was the first to integrate bodily changes into an open-world action game so deeply.
I remember it being mind-blowing at the time.
It really was. It tracked four primary physiological statistics for the main character, CJ. You had muscle, fat, stamina, and lung capacity.
Right. I remember those meters.
And you couldn't just ignore them. You had to actively, deliberately manage them by visiting specific themed gyms scattered across the map, like the Ganton Gym in Los Santos or Below the Belt, or Cobra Martial Arts in Las Maturas.
And the gameplay impacts of that were massive back in 2004. I mean, it wasn't just a cosmetic slider hidden in some pause menu.
No, it affected everything.
Right. If you took CJ to a fast food joint and ate 10 pizzas, he would visibly get fat right there on the spot.
Just instantly.
Yeah. And suddenly, you're on a mission, the cops are chasing you, and you literally cannot climb over a chain link fence to escape because your character's too heavy.
I punish you for it.
Exactly. But on the flip side, if you spent time at the gym and got highly muscular, your melee punches did way more damage. Plus, the street gangs would verbally give you more respect as you walked by.
Right. The NPC reactions were a huge part of it, but they also put strict biological limits on it, which I think is an important detail.
Oh, like you couldn't just max it out in one go.
Exactly. You couldn't just stand at the virtual bench press for 6 real-world hours and become the Hulk.
Yeah.
After achieving 40% fat loss or 20% muscle gain, the game actually forced you to stop.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it would make you wait 12 in-game hours before you could gain or lose anymore. It forced a certain pacing.
Right.
And they evolved that underlying philosophy 14 years later with Red Dead Redemption 2 in 2018.
Okay, yes. Arthur Morgan.
Right. The system for Arthur Morgan was much subtler than San Andreas, but deeply systemic. If Arthur was overweight, he lost stamina quickly, but gained a larger health reserve to absorb damage.
And if he was underweight?
If he was underweight, he could run forever, basically. But he couldn't take as many bullets. It was a direct trade-off.
And to manage Arthur's weight, you had to constantly balance his daily caloric intake with his physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and honestly, think about how that felt for you as a player at the time.
It was a lot to manage.
It was. Other games have flirted with this idea, like Fable 2 had that system where drinking too much beer gave your hero a literal alcohol belly.
Oh, right. I remember that.
And The Sims 4 has entire expansions dedicated to diet and exercise. But then, if you look at the massive modern RPGs we play today, games like Cyberpunk 2077, Baldur's Gate 3, Starfield.
The really big ones.
Right. In those games, you spend an hour tweaking your nose shape in the character creator, and then you step into the world, and your character model never, ever changes again.
Yeah, they're completely static.
Here's where it gets really interesting. I like to think of modern RPG character creators as carving a beautiful statue out of marble.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Thanks. You make it absolutely perfect on day one, and then it is static forever. But Rockstar's design philosophy is completely different. They treat your character more like a very demanding, heavily armed Tamagotchi.
A heavily armed Tamagotchi, I love that.
Right. You have to feed it, you have to exercise it, you have to monitor its sleep, or it biologically changes on you while you play.
The Tamagotchi analogy perfectly isolates the core friction of this mechanic, actually. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, we can identify the exact game design problem Rockstar is trying to solve with GTA 6.
Okay, lay it on me.
The flaw with Red Dead Redemption 2's weight system was that it leaned too far into simulation. It was tedious.
Very tedious.
Yeah. Gaining weight meant stopping your outlaw adventures to eat multiple high-calorie meals a day, watch the eating animations play out, and then wait for time to pass. It felt like a chore for a lot of players.
Oh, totally. You just want to go rob a train, and the game is telling you to go eat some canned beans and feed your horse. Nobody wants to play Calorie Counting Simulator when they boot up a Rockstar game.
Right. Meanwhile, San Andreas had the opposite approach. It was immediate and cartoonish. You could eat those five pizzas and watch CJ expand in real time. You could hit the gym and watch his biceps inflate in a matter of minutes.
It was just instant gratification.
Exactly. So for GTA 6, Rockstar's goal is basically hunting for the Goldilocks zone.
Right in the middle.
Right. They need the immediate, fun, visually rewarding feedback of San Andreas, where your actions feel impactful, but without the exhausting, spreadsheet-like caloric math that slowed down Red Dead 2.
Finding that sweet spot conceptually makes total sense, but how on earth do you actually build it? Because it is one thing to pull off shifting body mass on a PlayStation 2 in 2004.
Right.
It is a completely different technical nightmare to do it on next-gen hardware in 2026.
It is an astronomical technical leap, truly. Behind the scenes in 2004, San Andreas handled it relatively simply. The developers created about 10 to 12 distinct pre-made character models for CJ.
Like just swapping them out.
Exactly. A skinny model, a bulky model, an obese model, and a few in between. When your internal stats hit a certain threshold, the game engine simply swapped the model.
Poof, you're buff now.
Right. But in 2026, modern audiences demand photorealism. You cannot just pop a character from looking like a marathon runner to a bodybuilder in a single frame.
Oh man, people would post videos of it online immediately and call the game broken. It would be a meme in 5 minutes.
100%. So GTA 6 requires advanced dynamic morphing systems. Think of the 3D character model not as a solid statue, but as a digital skeleton wrapped in a highly flexible mesh bag.
Okay, a mesh bag. I can picture that.
So as Jason's muscle mass stats increase, the system mathematically inflates specific areas inside that mesh bag, allowing for a seamless, gradual transition of the skin over time. But the true nightmare for the engineering team isn't just expanding the skin and muscle. It is the real-time cloth simulation.
Right, because of how clothes actually fit on different bodies.
Exactly.
Like if I buy a tight tailored t-shirt for Jason when he is lean, and then I spend 3 in-game weeks making him look like a professional powerlifter, that exact same digital t-shirt has to dynamically stretch across his new lats and shoulders.
It has to recalculate the tension.
Right, and in modern gaming, we all know what clipping is. When a character's arm just phases straight through the fabric of their jacket, because the game engine doesn't know where the boundaries are. We absolutely do not accept clipping in a premium 2026 title.
No, we don't. The physics engine has to constantly recalculate the tension of the virtual threads in that t-shirt based on the underlying shifting muscle volume.
That sounds incredibly taxing on the hardware.
It is, and it extends deeply into the animation programming, too. Think about it. A 275-pound, highly muscular character carries a completely different center of gravity than a lean, agile character.
Right. Momentum works differently.
Exactly. So Rockstar has to create entirely distinct, blended animation sets. A heavy character's running stride, the way they shift their weight in a fistfight, the speed at which they pull themselves over a brick wall, all of that locomotion has to dynamically adapt to the physical mass the player has built.
It is a mind-boggling amount of background math, just to let you get buff. But, you know, when you zoom out and look at where this game actually takes place, it suddenly makes perfect sense.
The setting, right.
Yeah. We are in Leonida, which is their fictionalized version of Florida, and specifically, we're in Vice City, which is Miami. You simply cannot do a deep dive into Miami culture without directly confronting South Beach fitness culture.
Oh, it is an impeccable cultural alignment. Integrating a complex bodybuilding system into Vice City is not just a random mechanical feature, it is environmental storytelling at its highest level.
It really fits.
It does. You have a geographical setting that is culturally obsessed with physical perfection, vanity, and visual status. Going to the gym is as native to that environment as driving a fast sports car.
I mean, they even have an in-game Muscle Beach shown in the trailers.
Yes, exactly.
Just like Venice, California, but the Florida equivalent.
Hmm.
You can pump iron out in the open air right on the sand, flexing for everyone walking by.
Yeah.
It would honestly feel like a massive missed opportunity to have a game set in Miami where you couldn't obsess over your character's abs.
Grounding the mechanics in the reality of the game world justifies the immense development cost of the systems. The setting basically demands it.
Okay, so this obsession with physical perfection in Vice City spills over into how you actually play the game. How does this system ripple outward? Because we're not just playing digital dress-up here, right?
No, not at all. Based on the deep analysis of Rockstar's historical design documents, we are looking at a deeply interconnected set of gameplay systems.
Okay, like what?
Well, muscle mass will very likely dictate the blunt force damage of your melee attacks and your ability to comfortably wield heavy, cumbersome weapons without a severe movement penalty.
Makes sense. Big muscles, big weapons.
Right. And conversely, body fat percentages will directly impact your internal health reserves and your overall sprinting speed.
And the social implications are wild, too. In San Andreas, the random non-playable characters, the NPCs on the street, reacted to your body type. The source points out that we will likely see different NPC factions reacting entirely differently to you in GTA 6.
Oh, for sure.
Like, the wealthy, superficial South Beach elites might respect you more if you look like a shredded fitness model. But the gritty underground street gangs might only respect pure, intimidating bulk.
It creates such a dynamic world.
It does. And the text suggests even romantic partners within the game will have specific physical preferences.
It introduces a fascinating layer of social role play. But perhaps the most complex ripple effect will be on the game's virtual economy. Building and maintaining an elite physique requires significant capital.
Yeah, the economics of getting ripped in this game are fascinating. The article breaks down a predicted tier system for the fitness industry in Vice City.
What does that look like?
Well, you might have access to budget neighborhood gyms that only cost like $50 a month, but the equipment is old and your muscle gain is capped. Or you can drop $500 on an exclusive luxury club membership.
That's a huge difference.
Oh, it gets better. Your daily nutrition and supplements could run you $20 to $200 a day. And if you want to bypass the time limit and accelerate your gains, you might drop $1,000 a session for a high-end virtual personal trainer.
See, this is a brilliant solution to a classic game design problem. Late game inflation.
Oh, and you have too much money.
Exactly. In most open world games, by the time you reach the final acts, you have millions of stolen dollars and absolutely nothing meaningful to spend it on.
Right.
Creating a high-end fitness system acts as an economic pressure valve.
Mm.
It gives players a continuous, meaningful money sink to drain that excess wealth, keeping them motivated to keep doing heists to fund their lifestyle.
Well, the community is apparently craving this grind. There was a poll on the GTA 6 subreddit with over 12,400 participants, and 78% of them actively want this demanding system back.
That is a huge majority.
It is. So what does this all mean for the casual player? Because imagine you come home from an exhausting real-world day at work. You just want to load up the game, steal a helicopter, cause some explosions, and completely ignore your virtual diet.
Right. You don't want to do chores.
Exactly. Are you going to be severely punished? Will your character wither away into an unplayable state?
This raises an important question about player agency and accessibility. A game with a budget this massive simply cannot afford to alienate its casual audience.
Right, that would be a terrible business move.
Right. Therefore, intense engagement with this system will almost certainly be optional. If you just want to experience the main cinematic story, you will likely be able to do so without managing macros.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, meaning you won't have to manually track every gram of protein and carbohydrate your character consumes. However, for players who want the visual and mechanical benefits of the fitness system without the tedious grind, the virtual economy itself provides the solution.
You mean shortcuts?
Precisely shortcuts. Things like highly expensive, rapid result performance supplements, or perhaps even cosmetic surgical procedures available at high-end Vice City wellness clinics.
Wow.
These provide options for players who just want to throw a massive amount of their in-game heist money at the problem to get the aesthetic or the combat stats they want, rather than spending hours actually playing the weightlifting minigames.
Oh, that is the true Vice City way.
It really is.
If you don't want to do the hard work, just pay an exorbitant amount of dirty money to fake it. That is incredibly on brand for the setting.
Exactly. It allows the developers to maintain the thematic consistency of the world while offering a convenient bypass for those who find the simulation mechanics tedious.
So, bringing all of these threads together, we started this deep dive looking at a couple dozen screenshots and dissecting a 275-pound virtual bench press.
We came a long way.
We did, but what we've really uncovered is a massive industry-shifting design ambition. GTA 6 isn't just updating the lighting and the graphics. They are attempting to seamlessly merge the deep, demanding personalization of a 2004 classic with the mind-bending dynamic morphing and physics technology of 2026.
It ultimately comes down to giving you, the player, a sense of true ownership over Jason and Lucia.
Right.
It transforms them from static, unchangeable action figures acting out a script into living, breathing reflections of your specific choices, your habits, and your unique playstyle.
It's going to be a game changer, literally, in how we interact with digital avatars. But it leaves me with one final lingering thought for you to chew on today.
Whoa, what's that?
Well, we are entering an era where our digital avatars will begin to dynamically reflect our in-game lifestyle choices, right?
Yes.
If the game actively punishes us for eating virtual junk food by making us sluggish and actively rewards us for grueling virtual exercise, will video games stop being a relaxing escapist fantasy?
That's a dark thought.
I mean, will they simply become a stressful, high-definition mirror of our real-world anxieties about diet, discipline, and body image? Just something to think about the next time you pick up a controller and decide whether to drive to the burger joint or the gym. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.
Until next time.